Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you Full Circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics.
Patan, he'll shoot. Score!
Here's the serve. Calhoun setting it in the middle. Black! Huskies just blocked it big time. Interception by Brett Germain. Outside, Hawk for three. It's good! Lacy dribbles once, pulls up, shoots.
For Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thanks a lot, Mitch Lank. And yeah, we're ready to go. Boy, what a great weekend of Michigan Tech sports coming up. And we'll recap last weekend's fun time, too, with Michigan Tech Athletics. It's been a lot going on and a lot more to come. Glad you're with us here on Huskies Drive Time, actually starting just a little early today to make sure we have plenty of time to get everything we want to get in here. Wes Fromm joins us in the studio, and it's a good day to be a Husky. Undefeated teams are the volleyball and the football teams right now for Michigan Tech. Both are home this weekend for Michigan Tech.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome weekend. Obviously, the weather is going to be absolutely perfect from what John D. said, and looking forward to having the our second night game of the year. I think when I looked it up, we had never played on a Thursday night at home, and it was only our third night game when we opened the season against Wayne State.
Right.
So it's only our fourth night game ever at Sherman Field, and awesome that it's Northern Michigan. I think the first time we played them at night up at Sherman Field, and so we're expecting a big crowd. They're coming in 2-1 and coming off a big win at home, and we're coming off our first win at Saginaw in 20 years. So a lot of things going right for what's going to happen on Saturday.
And, of course, what happened last year with Northern Michigan down there and what an exciting game that was. I mean, you know, and that was a night game.
Don't forget about that. Yeah, we were tied at 31 going to the last play of the game, and Garrett Mead knocked in like a 35-yard field goal to win that game and win us the Miners Cup for the fifth straight year. So obviously the rivalry trophy is on the line once again, and you know, it's going to be an outstanding weekend. Obviously the volleyball team back at home, and what great crowds they had this weekend. You know, they were around 500 fans and very loud. The pep band was there. I mean, they had some awesome crowds this weekend, and rightfully so. I mean, they're undefeated and playing really well, and the brand of volleyball that they play is very exciting to watch. So if you haven't seen the volleyball team, come on out, get your tickets this week, and come see them, and hopefully they'll still be undefeated. They do play tonight down at Wisconsin Parkside in a non-conference match, and so hopefully they'll remain undefeated as they come home and take on Ashland and Lake Erie this weekend. Friday, 7 o'clock is the first match there.
Absolutely, and the soccer team will be on the road, but we'll chat about that team too, and much, much more, including Michigan Tech cross country too, and what they're up to. So all that right here, jam packed into about 30 minutes on Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Be back with more, but right now, weather brought to you by Superior Accounting and Tax Services.